All right, another episode of Your Daily Scrum. It's Ryan Ripley, professional scrum trainer with scrum.org, and Mr. Todd Miller.
How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Hanging in there, you know? Hanging in there.
We got a lot of interesting questions this week. And as we've gone through some of our past classes and just people sending us stuff, Todd, a real cool one came in this week, and thought I'd throw it at you and see what you thought. So I'm a scrum master. My team finished their work early in a sprint. Do I challenge the scrum team to pull in more work, even though it won't be completed? I'm just not sure what to do. Yeah, so this is a pretty common situation, right? A team gets done early. Perhaps there's a temptation to pull in more work or to do something different. A scrum master, I think, here is asking us, you know, what do I push the team to do? What do I challenge them? Or how can I help them with this situation? So Todd, I'm sure you've seen this before.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts?
I've been in this circumstance myself. So I think it's important to remember here that the first couple of words that we have written down is I'm a scrum master. I'm a scrum master and my team finished their work early, right? What do you expect a scrum master's role in this to be, Ryan?
So I would expect, so if I'm the scrum master here, I would first and foremost try to get the team to celebrate.
Yeah, that's like, a good one.
It's pretty awesome that we got to before the end of a sprint. We've hit our sprint goal. We've delivered value. Hopefully the product owner's super happy. That means we're probably going to have a really awesome sprint review and get some good feedback. Like a lot of good things are going to happen because we met our commitment to hitting the sprint goal and to delivering an increment, at least one increment prior to the end of a sprint. So let's celebrate that. Let's like make sure that's an awesome thing, right?
Sometimes I think we don't take the time to do that, right? We don't take the time to celebrate enough. And I think it makes everybody feel good. And I think that's a great one.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I would do is ask the product owner and developers what makes sense to do next. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure as a scrum master, it's my role to challenge the team to take on more work or to clear out tech debt or to do some product backlog refinement before the next sprint. I think the product owner and the developers need to sit down and decide what can they do with the time that they have remaining to set themselves up for success, whether that's success in the next sprint, whether that's technical excellence, whether that's some analysis on work. And so, dear scrum masters, I'm not sure this is our call.
I could not agree more. And when you first popped the question out there, that's the first thing that came to my mind as a scrum master. So as a scrum master, it's not your job to push work down onto the team. You don't own the budget either, right? In this circumstance, the first thing I immediately thought of is how can we make sure that the development team and the product owner have a good enough line of communication that they know to figure this out on their own, right? Now, I could be there to facilitate. Maybe it's like a little mini planning session, try to figure out and sit down for an hour. I'd be there to facilitate, but it's not my job to push work down into the team. It's not my budget either, right? It's not my budget. This is really a great time for you to understand and enable the communication of the product owner and the development team, right? That's what I kept thinking.
Couldn't agree more. And so fun question. It's one that we get quite a bit. Glad it was sent in this week. Yeah. Todd, I think we're good here. So this is your daily scrum. Send us your questions, right? So it's ryan@agileforhumans.com, todd@agileforhumans.com. We'd love to take your questions, and who knows, maybe yours could end up on the next show. But for right now, it's Todd Miller, Ryan Ripley, your daily scrum. Thanks for the questions. We'll see you next time.